Amen. In 2 Chronicles 7 and 1, now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the house, the glory of the Lord had filled the house, rather. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Man, what an awesome time to have been in the house of the Lord. Skip down to verse number 12. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, "I have heard thy prayer." Notice that. "I have heard thy prayer. I have chosen this place," notice that, "to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence upon my people." Verse 14, many of us could quote this. "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land." Look at those three things at the end of verse 14. God promises, "I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land." God's going to do some things, but only if we do the first part of the verse. We humble ourselves, we pray, we seek his face, and we turn from wicked ways. I'd like to see revival in my life. I'd like to see revival in our church. How many like to see revival in America, in our community? The Lord helping me today, I simply want to preach to you about roadblocks to that revival. Roadblocks to revival. God bless you. You're seated today in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Again, I draw your attention to verse number 12. The writer receives a word from the Lord that God said, "I have heard thy prayer." That there was a dedicated prayer. The beginning of this chapter, Solomon had begun to pray. The Bible says he made an end of that praying and the fire came down from heaven. But Solomon was praying for one thing, and that was this temple that had been built, this temple that was unlike any building that these people had ever witnessed before, this temple that was born in the heart of David, but yet constructed from the hands of Solomon. This temple was needing one thing. After all of the gold had been in place, after all of the pillars had been constructed, all the curtains spread out, all of the furniture put in place, all of the money spent, all of the offerings given, everything was perfect. This building was like unto nothing they had ever seen or witnessed before. But Solomon said, "There is one thing that this building needs, and that is my prayer. My prayer is that the glory of God would fill this building." He made such an effectual prayer to God that the glory came down in such a measurable way. The Bible said that the priest could not even go in to do their daily worship because the Shekinah glory of God was so strong, it was so visible, it was so manifested that the priest did not even go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Can I tell you today, my prayer is the same thing. Amen. I am glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here. Amen. I'm glad for the songs that have been sung. I'm glad for the offering that has been given. Thank God for those that have maintained the church this week, and what an awesome day that this is. But how many say that there is one prayer, there is one thing that we need, and that is the divine glory of God to fill not only this tabernacle, but to fill our hearts, that the glory of God would allow himself to be manifested in such a way that we can look around and say, man, I felt God in that building today. Amen. God, take us past one of those services to where we have to ask one another, well, did you get blessed, or did you? We can look around and say, we don't have to ask. We know that this is a revival where the glory of God was pouring himself out. Amen. Dad preached last Sunday night about behind the second veil, or getting into that holy place, that divine presence of God. And I'm glad that when Christ was on Calvary, amen, and he offered that perfect sacrifice, the Bible said that the veil in the temple was rent in two. You know what it is? There is an open invitation now. You and I don't need to go through a priest. We don't need to go through some kind of a ceremonial worship. Amen. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we can go boldly under the presence of God. Amen. I'm glad for that. And not only can we go into the presence of God, we can even go one step further. And that's allow the presence of God into our heart and into our life. Amen. That's my prayer, oh God. Amen. It is a dedicated prayer, God. Amen. Show us thy glory. Anybody on this Sunday morning say, oh God, show us thy glory. In a day where America seems to be struggling, show us thy glory. In a day and an hour where convictions seem to be crumbling, show us thy glory. When we're at a national pivotal point in our country, God, show us thy glory. When the home seems to be attacked, show us thy glory. Where so many seem to be struggling and backsliding, show us thy glory. Where worldliness seems to be overtaking godliness, show us thy glory. Oh God, show us your power. Show us healing. Show us miracles. Show us thy glory. Amen. And I'm reminded of what God told Moses. There is a place by me. Amen. It was in answer to Moses' prayer, Lord, show me thy glory. God thundered back and said, I have a place by me. Here's what I know. If we're hungry for God's glory, amen, if we're thirsty for God's glory, I believe there's a God that's ready to show us his glory. I don't believe it's wasted prayer. Amen. I don't believe it's just happen chance. I don't believe it's creeds and custom and wasted breath. But I believe there's a God that stands today at the balcony of heaven and is looking for a people whose prayer is ascending unto heaven. Show me, oh God, thy glory. Show me thy glory. Any young people today, your prayer, amen, show me thy glory. Amen. Any young moms and dads this morning, amen, God, show me thy glory. Amen. Any homes this morning, what about elder saints this morning? Amen. Maybe you didn't even feel like coming to the house of God. Maybe you got more aches and pains than anything, but you could say, Lord, amen, show me thy glory. Amen. And the God of yesterday could be the God of today. I say, God, do it again. Which takes me to the second thing that God told Solomon. Not only was there a dedicated prayer, but there was a determined place. God said, this is the place. I said, this is my sanctuary. Can I preach to you today? Amen. Yes, you can feel God praying beside the bed. Yes, you can feel God in family devotions around the couch. You can feel God on the job. You can feel God driving down the road. But friend, there is one place. I said there is one place that is dedicated to the glory of God. I said this is his house. I said this is his house. I said this is his sanctuary. I said we are his people. It's not our show. It's not our church, but it is his glory. It is his house. I believe that God wants to move in an immeasurable way, that God wants to dispatch glory, to dispatch angels of healing, to show us that He is a God that is still alive with all power and in heaven. Friend, I believe we've not barely scratched the surface of how great our God is. I said, oh, what would happen if in this revival that we just threw caution to the wind, and every time we come into the house of God, we come singing and dancing and praise that this is His house. Hallelujah. He said, I'll bless you there. I said, I got saved in the house of the Lord. How many got saved in the house of God? Amen. I went through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the house of the Lord. Amen. I've been blessed many times in the house of the Lord. Amen. I felt the anointing of God stronger in the house of God than anywhere else. I got married in the house of God. I blessed my children and I gave my children back to God. I said, in the house of the Lord. I said, there's something about this place. It's a place of salvation. It's a place of healing. It's a place of anointing. It's a place of baptism. It's a place of deliverance. If there's one place you ought to get blessed, I said, it's right here. I said, it's right here. Hey, maybe that's why the devil fights you when you come to church. I said, anybody ever had any roadblocks trying to get to the house of God? The devil doesn't want you to get to the house of God. He doesn't want you to hear the songs of Zion. He doesn't want to hear the proclamation of God's word. He knows you'll get encouraged. He knows you might get delivered. He knows you might get saved. But I'm here this morning. I said, you're here this morning. And today's revival. And there's a God that stands in heaven with an unlimited supply. And He said, if my people which are called by my name, here it is. I said, here it is. What do you need from God this morning? Anybody need encouragement? Wouldn't you love for God to say, here it is? Anybody need divine healing this morning? Wouldn't you love for God to say, here it is? Ain't it Sunday morning? But how many would like to see somebody get filled with the Holy Ghost for the great baptizer of heaven to say, here it is? Let the fire fall. Send revival, oh God. But there's a few roadblocks that we have to overcome, which leads me to this final point, that there was a directed people. Amen. There was specific instructions that were given to God. And He said, if my people which are called by my name. So before we get into the directions, let's stop right here and let's find out how many of us are called by His name. Amen. How many blood washed children of God? Amen. How many Jesus lovers in the building? Amen. How many Bible toters? Amen. Well, there's some directions that He gives to us. And He said, we've got to humble ourselves. It means to bow on knees. It means to subdue. It means to vanquish. Or the first roadblock to revival is pride. I said, it's pride. Well, if I step out, they're going to think I'm backslid. If I go to that altar and cry, they're going to think I'm having marital trouble, or I'm getting ready to backslide. And pride keeps us bolted to the pew when the God of heaven is ready to send thunderbolts of glory and fireballs of deliverance. We sit in our pew wondering, will God do it again? I said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves. Amen. You ever watch water? Where does water go? It always goes to the lowest point. It's the path of least resistance. The Spirit of God is the same way. You want to feel the Spirit of God in your life? Get low before God. I've got to have you, Lord. I said, I need your mercy, God. Anybody going to help me preach this morning? Amen. God
God, I need your presence. Amen. God, thank you for everything you've done. I realize, God, it's by your mercies I'm not consumed, but I need you again today. I thank you for yesterday. I thank you for yesterday's bread. I thank you for yesterday's provision, but it's a new day. Give me this day my daily bread. Breathe on me again, oh God. Touch my children again, oh God. It's by your spirit we're not consumed. Your mercies are new every morning. Your blessings are unlimited. I need your mercy. I need your presence. I need the angels of God to flap their wings and to feel the spirit of God move amidst this building today. Friend, I'm telling you, you get to praying like that. I said you get to praying like that. Oh yes, God is going to move. I said he hears people. David said, I cried unto the Lord and he heard me. But the Hebrew word, it's a whisper. It's a whisper. David said, I cried unto the Lord, but he heard me. It means he inclined. I said he leaned over the balcony of heaven. I said, God, lean down. And he said, is that one of my children? He's whispering, but he's calling my name. And God reached down. And David said, he brought me up out of a horrible pit. He brought me up out of the miry clay. And he set my feet on a rock. Why? Because I cried. You might just whisper this morning. You might not have a lot of strength. You might not have a lot of victory. But you might just whisper. You might just whisper to God and say, I need you. I need you. And all of a sudden, God, with all of the arsenal of heaven, begins to march down through the eons of time and stops by your pew today. How many believe God can do it? Amen. You've got to humble yourself. The next one said, and to seek his face. You've got to pray and to seek his face. There are no substitutes for prayer. I know it's revival and we like to sing and shout, but I can tell you this morning, one of the roadblocks to revival is a substitute for prayer. There are no substitutes for prayer. He said, if my people will humble themselves and shout, if my people will humble themselves and dance, if my people will humble themselves and preach, if my people will humble themselves and sing, no. He said, if my people will humble themselves and pray. I said, pray. I'm reaching to get a hold of God. I said, I need God today. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody got anything God needs to do for you? I said, anybody got a prayer list this morning? Anybody got something you need to lay hold on this morning? I said, I can do it. I got some things I'm praying about because I can solve it. If I could solve it, I already would have talked and done it, and it wouldn't be on my prayer list. But the reason it's on my prayer list, I can do it. I can do it. I've exhausted my resource. I'm up against it. I'm futile. I'm insufficient. I can't get it done. It's got to be God. I've got to have him. Therefore, I'm going to pray. I'm going to seek his face. I'm going to beg God. I'm going to bombard heaven. I'm going to keep praying this morning. Anybody in this building, you got wayward children? I say bombard heaven. I say bombard heaven. You might need financial blessings. Bombard heaven. I say bombard heaven. God, get us away from that little 5-minute prayer thing. Well, why is a revival not happening like it used to? Well, we're not praying like we used to. I'll step out on faith this morning and tell you that if we'll pray more than we've ever prayed, God will do more than he's ever done. Oh, hallelujah. Anybody believe that this morning? Why don't you lift a hand toward heaven and say, God, send revival. God, send revival into this church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I know our pastor needs revival. Yeah, you're right. Pray for it. Well, I know our youth pastor needs revival. Well, yeah, I understand. Amen. But how about just saying, I need revival. How about just saying, I need revival? How many saying, I need a refilling in the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. What kind of service would we have if every child of God would say, I need refilled in the Holy Ghost? I need blessed of God. I'm like Jacob. I'm not letting go until you bless me, Lord. I'm getting a hold of you. I'm going to pray through. I said, oh God, I need an infilling. I need a blessing if my people will pray and seek my face, number three, and turn from their wicked ways. Hebrew has the idea of turning back to. Not turning away from, but turning back to. What God told Solomon was, your people have turned away from me, and they are walking away from me. But if my people will humble themselves, pray and seek my face, and turn back to me. No distractions. Anything turned you aside from seeking God? Oh, it could be anything and everything, couldn't it? Anything, what caused you to turn away from God? What caused you to walk away from the presence of God? What causes you to get distracted during worship? Where does your mind race when you're trying to worship? With some glad morning we shall see Jesus in. Oh yeah, I got to take care of that tomorrow. I got to. Oh hallelujah, yeah, we're in revival. Oh yeah, I need to talk to the boss about that tomorrow. I need to. Oh, she's just not treating me right. I just. Oh, when my wife really needs to pray through about that. She needs to leave my hunting alone. I'm not hunting too much. Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air. Oh, if that teacher would leave my son alone, he'd be. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Where does your mind go when you're trying to worship? Hallelujah. What turned? That preacher just wants money. Did you hear him up here talking about that offering this morning? That's all. They're always, 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 always after money, 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 money. Oh, some glad morning we shall. Well, help me, Jesus. Amen. What caused you to turn back from God? Amen. As the pastor this morning, amen, can I just throw out this lifeline? Can I tell you there's some roadblocks? Amen. There's some things the devil will put in our way, but how many will solely focus on God and say, oh God, send the fire. I say, oh God, send your power. Amen. I've been in some great services, but I'm going to tell you, friend, if we'll do some of these things now, listen. Now Solomon made an end of praying. The fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house, and the priest could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory filled the house. And when the children of Israel saw the fire came down and the glory of the Lord filled the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, his mercy endureth forever. I say, oh God, I say, visit us one more time. I say, God, send revival. I say, God, that's revival. I say, God, that's revival. Leaving different than you came, that's revival. Leaving encouraged, leaving worshiping, that's revival. Seeing the fire fall, that's revival. Bowing in worship, that's revival. You're interested in revival this morning, why don't you stand up, lift your hands in the air and say, God, you're still alive. I know you want to send revival. Bless my people, oh God. Bless my people, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.